Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician? All you have to do is visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, February 27th. 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Happy Open Line Thursday to everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, happy Mike Olt.
That is the foursome. If you do want to chime in and steer the show on an Open Line Thursday, the phone number is 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. If you want to text Jason, standard message data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
Go ahead, text me all day.
Just try not to get blocked. That's all.
Just text me all morning long.
Just don't be a jerk.
I got nothing but time.
Yeah, but every once in a while, somebody breaks through and invites them to Pebble Beach on the text line. So
it's true. It's a very good
point. Worked out very well for Jason Bishop.
Yeah. Good work out.
Good to man that text machine.
My man Carl.
That's your new boy.
My boy.
Your BFF.
My homie.
Does he spell Carl with a C or with a K?
With a K.
With a K.
Carl with a K.
All right.
Carl with a K.
My dad was a Carl with a C. I'm a little partial to the C.
Sure.
To be honest with you.
Could be either.
Just how I was raised.
Could be either or.
Did you guys hear that rain and the wind last night?
No.
Yes, it woke us up.
Man, it was brutal.
And it woke up my little one.
I slept right through it.
Who then jumped in the bed.
I slept through it, basically.
Then eventually we took her back to her bed.
I wonder if it wasn't as strong in Montgomery County, but you're in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
But
it was, no, it was pretty strong.
It was really, the rain was brutal.
And somebody left a trash can outside. So in my neighborhood, they pick up the trash Wednesdays and Saturdays and recycle on Wednesdays. Somebody left out because I heard... like just a trash can just blowing around on the street.
Just tumbling around.
What, like an old school, like a metal trash can?
No.
Nobody. Some might have those, but those have to be rare.
Because we still have one for like leaves.
Well, the money metal trash cans, they don't have wheels on the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have
wheels.
If you don't have wheels, who's
gonna know how you slept through that?
I did.
I heard a little bit of.
I heard a little with the mask.
I heard a little bit of a ruckus right before I fell asleep, but then smooth sailing until 4:26 a.m.
I went to bed with Maryland down like 13 or 14, figuring they're blowing another game, and I just said, screw it.
I
didn't. Slept right through it. Slept through the comeback, through the wind.
I was so happy
I
saw that.
Yeah, well, I'm going
I took Maryland in a pick 'em last night.
I'm going to game day on Saturday, and I was thinking, man, that would suck if they have college game day after two straight losses.
Right.
Yeah, it would stink.
So at least they got a W.
They've done this twice now, I mean, on the road with – great comebacks. They
did it at Michigan State.
They outscored Michigan State, 13-0 in the last 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Come back
the consensus from the fans was, and from people on social media, is that the refs were out to get him last night because Turge had been complaining about the refs. Immediately, they tee him up early. Sticks had a couple early fouls. Cowan's getting fouled left and right. They're not calling him. They tee him up. It seemed like they were gunning for the Terps last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I read this morning that Turge is upset about the start time. He thinks it's ridiculous they were starting at 9 o'clock.
Well, he's right.
Is that 8 o'clock their time?
Yeah, I think they're an hour behind. Right. I believe they're an hour behind. Yeah.
But still,
it sucks. You can't watch it. I mean, I couldn't watch it.
Well, let's see. I mean, the kids, they are, in theory, students. You know, they are taking at least 12 credits. I think you have to take at least 12 credits to stay eligible.
Yeah, but all these teams all over the country, they're traveling everywhere.
Oh, they travel so much.
Yeah.
You know, my kid had a game on a Friday night.
I don't think he's worried about that.
They left Wednesday, and, you know, my kid missed six classes for one game.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
And that's just lacrosse where they only play, say, 16 or 17 games.
Yeah.
Basketball, these guys are playing 35 games.
Yeah.
Morcells hit like a 30-footer.
I mean, that thing was a bomb.
Yeah.
Was that the game winner?
Yeah.
With three ticks.
That took
two or three ticks left.
Thought about the three. Saw Oturu out there. Here's Wiggins. 4 seconds to go. Morcell, deep three. It's good! 1.9 seconds to go, and Maryland leads 74-73.
I mean, it was at least a 28-footer. I mean, it was deep.
Yeah, it was deep.
Yeah. Well, he's just a freak athlete. Not necessarily a great shooter. He's a great athlete. I really like watching him play. But they were missing, like, bunnies, layups, putbacks, alley-oops. I mean, it was a mess.
I mean, just looking at the stats, they were 6 for 28 from three, I believe. But the one that counted.
Yeah. They might have started out when I went to bed. They might have started out 1 for 13 from three. When I was in bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
So, they just struggle shooting sometimes, and...
They really do.
That's why a team like that is vulnerable in the tournament. But they are resilient. But they never quit.
They killed the Gophers on the boards. Let's see. They out-rebounded them 45-36. I wonder how many of those were offensive.
What was Stick's numbers? Because he had three quick early fouls.
He finished with 16-12.
Wow. Yeah. He must have had a big second half.
He's just a walking double-double.
I mean, because he had two early. Yeah. Then he came back in and immediately picked up his third.
Yeah. Well, Oturo's good. Daniel Oturo is the big kid for Minnesota. He's tough. So he can get you in foul trouble. But, man, they were 25 for 66 from the floor, 6 for 28. That's 21% from three, and get the win on the road. Mm. Take that all day long, man.
Oh, of course. Mm. A road win in the Big Ten, where it's basically impossible to win in somebody else's barn.
Do they only
take
need
it all
one,
the time?
They only have three games left, right, in the regular season. I think they only need to win one to win the regular season outright. I could be wrong on that, but I think I heard that. 2-game lead over Penn State.
Well, that was big. I'm glad for those that are, getting into all the festivities for game day and all that, that the Terps have a little, regain a little momentum.
That's an 8 o'clock tip on Saturday.
I could throw this out there. My son wants to do a sign. I don't really have a good idea for a sign. That's the thing you do with college game day.
And well, at least you won't be competing with a bunch of other signs.
I understand that, Cakes, but people bring their signs.
Yeah.
He probably wants his attention dollars, get on TV for two
seconds.
You know
what? My dad is a junkie. My dad is a junkie. That might be a good one.
If you have a suggestion, it is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. If there's a good one, maybe we'll roll with it.
That's going
to
be
packed. I can't believe I'm going to have to buy poster board today.
Yeah, tomorrow. I guess so.
Is it just
you're
going to
make a trip to CVS?
Yeah, we're not bringing
that place is going to be jammed.
So, and how many hours before are you going to be there then?
We're going to leave. Our plan is to leave at 8. I think they open the doors at 9:30, so if we get over there at 8:30, 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think the TV coverage is until 11.
Oh, yeah, man, 11. That's torture.
Yeah, you got to get in early.
It's 11 to 12.
Yeah. That's torture.
He doesn't ask for much, so.
So you're going to hook him?
Like, even for a birthday, he almost asks for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out with LaFonso Ellis and Jay Billis, Seth Greenberg. Bring your sign.
Maybe you should hit up our contact over there and get a little credential so you don't have to be with all the nubbers.
Yeah, but I think the boy probably wants to be with the numbers. It's free.
He wants to be part of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing.
I don't know. I'd stay away from crowds if I was you.
Right. I'd just limit my crowd exposure.
Bring that mask.
Yeah, but weren't you part of a crowd? I mean, you went to a game yesterday, right?
That's how you get the ADs. Go in like a full hazmat suit.
Yeah.
That's
do that.
Total.
Or if I get one of those.
I don't know. Are they,
a costume
you get
store?
One. You can't even get masks right now. We tried to buy hand sanitizer last night. They're literally, and the whole Safeway was one little travel size bit left.
So now all the Purell executives are buying yachts like Dan Snyder has.
Oh, yeah.
They're just getting paid.
Oh, yeah. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. They just had their first, not I'm going to be alarmist, but I told you this 2 days ago, they had their first case confirmed last night in California. Where it's probably community spread because they have no link to
no
it.
Travel involved to the one of the
no
hot
travel
zones.
No didn't run into anybody that had been in China or Korea or Italy.
It is alarming, but I looked up the death rates by age group. I think if you're in our age group, and I'm still counting myself 40 to 49 because I'm still in it.
Yeah.
I think it's 0.4%.
What about 50 to 59?
I think it goes up a little bit. You're a little bit screwed. I think it's like 1.2% for you.
Yeah,
all right.
But it's mainly affects the elderly and the people with compromised immune systems.
True, but it has been, you're right, but it has also been donking off just perfectly normal 35-year-olds because it can get dangerous in your respiratory system, and that's what it attacks.
Right.
So It's just scary. If Valdez is over there, he said he would go into Wuhan right now and make out with a Chinese guy. That's how unscared he is.
A Chinese guy?
Or whatever. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Animal.
He'd go to Wuhan and lick all the door handles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not me, brother.
Well, it was so big that didn't Trump have a press conference last night?
You're darn right he did. He had about 15 people from the CDC behind him, too.
Yeah. When did they say they're coming up with the vaccine? Like 6 months?
The vaccine won't do anything for this.
Oh, well.
They might be able to have... So, but the problem is that this is likely to be a new virus introduced into our environment that'll come back next year. And it'll come back the year after that. And it'll just be another virus.
Yeah, but they'll have the vaccine by
then. Well, hopefully they have a vaccine. But, you know, like the flu... I took the flu vaccine, and I still got the flu.
Right, but you didn't die.
No, correct.
You probably felt like it for a few days.
Well, they do say, like, if you get, like, for people that are, like, against the flu vaccine, right. If you get the flu vaccine and you get the flu, you're still way less likely to die because you're not going to get it as strongly as you would otherwise.
Yeah. Well, it's a big story. I'm still snoozing.
A lot of Z's over there. I recommend you wash your hands all the time. I recommend your kids wash your hands all the time. There's a guy emailed me.
JP was putting his fingers in my cup yesterday.
No, that's disgusting.
I had to throw that cup away.
There's a guy who, it's like when the mail and the anthrax thing was coming around, he's got a laundry bin outside his house.
Okay.
And his kids, when they come home, they have to take all their clothes off and they wash their clothes every day.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That seemed a bit extreme.
It's a bit extreme. I agree. It's extreme.
Are they then naked outside for all the neighbors to see?
Maybe the mom and dad's got a towel for them.
Right.
But the clothes, it's going in the hamper immediately and going in the wash because everybody's sick at school. So, anyway, that's right. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
I think I will be fine.
Yeah. Well, I know my wife and daughter are going to Raleigh for a volleyball tournament this weekend, and they'll be around, I don't know, 1,500 people. Everybody's sneezing and boogers.
I wonder how many masks they're going to see.
They probably will see a few. But you can't buy any. Even if you go on like Amazon, I don't think you get a mask until like June.
But do the masks really help?
No, but what they do is they help you probably from spreading it.
Yeah, from getting out. But, you're still breathing. I mean, the air still comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, but it doesn't really protect you that much from other people's.
Right.
You know. All I know is when we get on the plane... Yeah. I'm wiping everything down. Are one of the biggest transmitters.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
And I believe they say the coronavirus can last on surfaces up to 9 days.
Hmm.
Think about that. So some donk from Wuhan who went to spring training last week.
Somebody from Wuhan
sat in our
big Shaw Doolittle fan.
Yeah, sat in our seat. That virus is still going to be there.
They wouldn't see Ohtani pitch.
Haven't they basically shut that city down? Like they're not just letting donks out of there and fly internationally
right now.
No,
but we had thousands and thousands coming in a few weeks ago.
City's getting a lot of attention dollars. I'd never heard of
Wuhan
it before.
Yeah, never heard of it either.
Yeah, neither have I. No doubt.
Not good for tourism, though.
You can look up, though, the history of the plane, right? You can see where the plane came from.
Probably, but can you look up the history of the flight attendants?
Yeah, like the manifest of who's been on the plane? Yeah, you probably can't look that up.
Yeah, there's a flight attendant who was on a Korean thing. She was flying all over. She's got it. So, and she's giving it to everybody when you get your pretzels. I don't think I'm getting any pretzels or anything from those.
Probably smart. Look, I said it yesterday. I didn't really buy into the scare when you were talking about it, but when I saw that a Harvard epidemiologist had said there was going to be a huge spread, I bought into it.
Yeah, why would... I mean, I was just telling you...
Go to Harvard.
Yeah, I didn't need to go to Harvard to absorb the information from other people.
Was that the doctor that was at the press conference last night?
No. It was somebody different.
Yeah. I was just ahead of the curve because all I did was look at what's happening in Europe and know, of course, that's going to happen here. So, whatever.
Possible.
It's all good. Just hope that your parents and grandparents, they don't donk off.
Yeah, that's what you worry about.
You're damn right. And your kids and infants and babies, you know, and people that are sick. People, you know, they say if you have diabetes, you're vulnerable to this. But you have compromised immune system.
I may have to wear gloves when I go to MGM National Harbor handling the poker chips.
Well, it's called the Rio flu, right?
I did not.
Yeah, the Rio flu everybody gets every year from all the chips.
WSOP.
They've even gotten Legionnaires' disease over there, been linked to the chips at the WSOP.
Eric.
If you play the WSOP, you're going to get the coronavirus. Go ahead.
You're a professional broadcaster.
Yes, sir.
You have some sort of responsibility not to whip people up into a frenzy. You just said, I hope your babies don't die.
No.
You need to relax a little bit, don't you think?
No. I think what I said is true. I think everything I've said is true. I haven't spread one falsehood.
And how many? And well, you're getting everyone.
I'm not getting everybody. I'm just giving you my perception of what's going on.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always been like that.
Yeah. I'm giving you my perception of what's going on. It's an S show. And if you have, if you're an older person, you have a compromised immune system, watch out. And if you're a regular donk, just hope you don't get the really severe. The good news is they say 80% of the virus, people tend to have the milder symptoms, where they just have a cough and they just have the flu-like symptoms. But 20%, they get hit hard. Mm. Better hope you're not in that 20%.
Let's see. Saudi Arabia suspended pilgrimages to Mecca and Medina.
Israel, they're not
even... cross that off your list, Jason.
Yeah, I'm not going there now.
Israel's not even letting their citizens travel. They're saying, don't leave the country. I don't even know if they're letting people in.
So now the Middle East is panicking. I completely sleep on all of this. Yeah. Sorry, I just do.
Well, right now you're fine.
Well, it's almost March Madness. How can you think about that when the tournament's about to start?
Conference tournaments start Tuesday. Right. I can't worry about this.
Plus, you had to play some golf yesterday.
I played golf in the rain.
Probably hit so many chunkers. With the ground being so wet.
I played well. Shot 81.
Ooh, very good.
I was even par on the back until I got to 18, hit the ball in the water. Very salty.
You're probably thinking about your score.
No, it's a tough hole. I hit a great shot. Just hit a little too far right, and it went in the water, and I had to drop, and bitter. Double par.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us. It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So when Jason takes his golf trip out to Pebble Beach, I believe it's in October or November.
Yep.
If his hotel or lodging falls through, he can crash at Ron Rivera's new Pebble Beach, California home that he just scored.
Yeah, he just bought one, huh?
I didn't know he had it like that. I mean, I guess he makes $5 million a year or whatever. He's been making it for a long time.
Well, I think he's getting a fat raise to come here to the Redskins. So, yeah, he's just picked up a $2.3 million home right near the golf course and right near the ocean.
That
he
is
seems
nice.
So relaxed.
Well, the ones that actually are on the golf course are 25 and 30 million.
Oh, yeah, so. I would imagine.
I mean,
yeah.
Charles Schwab's place on the fifth green is absurd.
What does Nancy's house go for? Where that one's
know.
Located?
It's not right on the golf course. I didn't see it. You can see it from a distance, but I didn't actually
see
it.
So he's a relative pauper.
The owner of the Sacramento Kings has a house right there, like on the 12th fairway.
So it's top 0.0001% problems, but he's amongst some of those titans, like the owners.
The houses you see when CBS shows you the coverage of the course, those are the ones that are $20, $30 million homes.
Right.
Believe me, there are a lot of great homes
just
up there.
Just palaces.
Like, I'm sure that the house that Rivera bought
is
awesome.
Very nice. I'm looking at it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 3,000 square feet. You can kind of see the ocean from the backyard. Yeah, it's nice.
But the ones
very
that are
nice.
Right there on the golf course, they're just absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to have FU money to buy them.
So if you want to crash there, just reach out.
Yeah.
Reach out to Riverboat Ron.
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to have to establish a relationship with him.
It's possible.
You spend one night at Ron's, one night at Nancy's.
Right. You got all your hookups there.
So cool.
On the California coast.
He just bought it?
Looks like he bought it, I think, within the past few months.
Right. So he got a new paycheck from Dan Snyder. Said, I'm going to go buy a place at Pebble.
Yep. Have you seen Ron or Jack Del Rio out and about in Ashburn?
I saw Del Rio.
Del Rio likes to go out. I know that.
I saw Del Rio at my spot, my sushi spot.
That's right.
I'm not surprised by that.
But that was, I think that was either the day he was hired or the day after.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Rivera out.
He seems so chill. I guess he did, you know, the presser yesterday, and I'm sure we'll play some clips a little bit later in the show. Seems very relaxed.
That's good. I mean, it's, look, hopefully it's a new era, not only on the field, but off the field. We're going to hopefully get normal access.
We talked to J.P. Finley about that yesterday.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
There's more accessibility.
Things are changing over there.
Ron Rivera pulled a semi-Jason Bishop-like move where he went, I think, back to his community in Charlotte, found all of his old Panthers gear, brought it out, and signed it, sold it, and raised like $30,000
for charity?
For like a humane society there in the Carolinas.
It was a garage sale.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in his garage.
His raised $30,000. Jason's probably maybe niching $100.
Yeah, and his doesn't go to charity. It goes to his wife.
It goes straight to the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because he's got
she buys more things on Amazon.
Like he's because he complains about his daughter spending money every day.
Yeah, well, she spent $94 at CVS yesterday.
What'd she get? Did you look?
Beer.
Girl products.
I mean,
Beer.
Girl products.
If I ever spent $90 at a convenience store or a drugstore during my college years, it was for buying beer.
Well, right. It probably wasn't beer. It might have been Truly or White Claw.
Right, of course. Right. The hard seltzers.
But she texted me. She goes, Dad, sorry, but I had to get some things at CVS. I just needed them.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just looked on her account. $94
right.
at CVS.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. Probably girl stuff.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. You don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, it's probably
the less you know, the better.
Of shampoo.
Right.
And then all the other stuff that I have no interest in. But
yeah,
she just spends it like it's growing off trees. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you better do some more appearances there, Ricky.
That's what you should do.
You
do some more commercials.
I got to do more spots.
You better do more reads.
CoachWooten.com.
Yeah, you better do it. You better up those.
Yeah, hook that up.
Mm-hmm.
Get as many as you can.
So a lot of people are breaking my balls for going to bed last night and tweeting. Right before, you know, I just was pissed, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to bed. I'm assuming the L. By the way, I would have gone to bed anyway. It's the games start so late.
Yeah,
I can't watch
late.
The
like I
whole
said,
thing.
Turgeon was complaining about it.
Yeah. I mean, the people are like, you're the worst fan. I might be guilty of that. But you can't expect someone that gets up at 4:30 to stay up until 11:15 and watch the end of these games. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
it's called that would be negligent.
Well, it's called being irresponsible.
Yeah.
It's called killing yourself.
Right.
Well, then,
been doing that for 24 years.
If you watch the first half and it's 10:15,
well, they're down 15.
They're down 16 or 17 at the half, whatever it was. You're like, I'm done.
Well, I actually did it before. I thought my big deal was I'm actually cutting this off before the half. I'm not even, because normally I would stay up and watch the half.
Right.
And
then
go to bed. I was like, this is just a waste of time. I might as well save 15 minutes and go up to bed now.
Right.
But that luckily,
well, I watched the Virginia Tech game last night because it actually started at a reasonable time. A
lot of offensive fireworks.
Tech had
them
going, right? In the first half?
No. Tech was getting pumped. Tech had 11 points in the first half.
Oh, what did I
they
see?
Came back
they came back in the second half?
Yeah, they outscored.
Oh, okay, misinterpreted.
They outscored UVA 42-30 in the second, but they had 11 points in the first half.
I mean, the fans should get some sort of refund.
They really should.
I mean, for 11 points in the first half, that's just. Come
my
on,
daughter went.
Gross.
My daughter sent me a picture of the court from her seat.
Right.
And she says, Dad, I'm leaving. It's 26-11. So, yeah, I don't blame you.
That's like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's like a kid's game, like an intramural game.
And look, it's not like, I mean, UVA has obviously got a great defensive team, but I mean, Tech had open looks all night. Just couldn't knock them down. Second half they did, but it was too late.
I watched a little Wizards last night. They got a dub.
I watched the end of that. Did see the end of that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Can't remember. I think it was Dinwiddie had a pretty good look at a game tying three.
Yeah. Luckily, we got the rebound.
Oh, that's right.
I think did Napier get the rebound or Robinson?
I think Robinson.
Robinson secured it. Then
Robinson hit the big
hit the FTs
three
at
too.
The end.
And then ever since Kutcher was in studio talking about Hachimura's start, I've kind of paid attention to it. I think Rui had hit a couple threes early.
I think he had 15
game.
Early.
Yeah, he does. He scores early, and then he doesn't score much late in the game.
Peters out, yeah.
I don't know if he peters out. He may not get the ball from Bradley Beal.
Well, that is an issue. What are you going to do?
When the game gets tight, Bradley wants to take those shots.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's who you want taking the shots.
Well, sure, but,
So he only scored 30 in this game, which was the win.
Yeah,
games
only 30.
50. He doesn't. They don't win.
When he's had these big games, right? They've only won one of them.
They're 1-11 in his 12 highest scoring games this season.
Yeah. Well,
they hit 15 threes last night, and Bertans had four of them. Beal and Bertans both had four each.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think they have the basis of a potentially good team when John returns, and it depends who they draft. You know, if they are able to draft somebody who's at least as solid as Rui, then they're going to have a playoff type team next year.
The NBA is a joke. The Heat lost at home to the T-Wolves.
They've been struggling.
The T-Wolves have won 17 games.
Okay.
All right, and they go into Miami and win. And then the Cavaliers beat the Sixers. Now, the Sixers are dreadful on the road.
Well, Embiid left the game.
I know, he hurt his shoulder.
And no Ben Simmons.
You should still beat the Cavs without Embiid. And that's true, Simmons,
right,
too.
You should be able to rely on, like, Harris and Horford and guys like that to get you
team.
Through.
They're 9-21 on the road. You just can't. The NBA is just a joke. You know, when these teams want to show up.
That's in Cleveland, though.
It was in Cleveland. They're terrible on the road. That's my point. They play that game in Philly. They win. And Malik Monk, by the way, pretty smart. He got suspended by the NBA.
Saw that.
Was it for like a PED thing or what was it?
I don't know if it said. It just said, you know, it was
drug anti-drug policy, thing.
Anti-drug program, yeah.
Yeah. So does this mean it's like his second or third positive test? I don't know how it works in the NFL.
It might be. I'm not sure if it's his first or second, but I'm guessing it's probably more than one.
Story which I was following yesterday really was a continuation of these NFL talks, and now the players are just going back and forth. I know Nick Sundberg was going at it with RG3. Right. Aaron Rodgers released a statement.
Which side is Aaron on?
He's against the New Deal.
Wow.
There are a lot of stars big names are against the New Deal.
Yeah.
You know, RG3 against the New Deal.
Yeah.
There's some people that believe that it'd be hardliners. Nick Sundberg really kind of broke it down with several tweets about how much money they would lose if they, you know.
Nick has a very rational, reasonable view of things.
Right.
That you could gamble, but the downside potentially is huge. And if you have to sit out for a year or two, it could take 20 years.
Right.
20 years to make up the billions that they're passing up on.
Yes, I don't know. If I had to guess, I'm going to guess that it's not going to pass.
Well, the thing is, the rank and file,
I know,
though, aren't the superstars, the guys, and they only need a majority.
I know, but a lot of the team reps are the ones telling them not to do the deal.
Yeah. It's messy.
And
this is very messy.
Most of the donks who are, you know, 22, 23 years old, they don't know all the nuances. If their team rep stands before them or issues a statement like Aaron Rodgers, you probably follow their lead. Isn't that supposed to be your leader? So your leader's saying don't do the deal.
See,
well, maybe, but the Nick Sundbergs of the world need the money more than the Aaron Rodgers of the world.
Correct.
So the majority of the players on those rosters are not making what Rodgers is making.
And I saw a statement
from... So I would think
that
those guys would like to ratify it. I mean, there's 2,000 players.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a statement from Eric Winston, who I guess is the head of the players, and he said, I can't remember whose comment he was responding to. It might have been RG3. It might have been somebody else. Aaron Rodgers, somebody who was against the deal.
Richard Sherman.
And who had pointed out, or they were trying to say, "This, why are we rushing into the deal?" So some players are saying, this is a rush. We should announce it. He's like, a rush? He said, we've been going at it for 300 days.
Right. Well, that's the thing that I know angers people that are involved in this.
Sure.
Because they've been grinding through this for, you know, like a year plus, building up for this for years. And some guys will just pop up with an opinion, and they haven't been to any meetings.
Correct.
They don't pay attention at all. They don't know any of the nuance of it. They just hear a few bullet points. And
they
then
send a tweet that takes 10 seconds.
And it does a lot of damage to all the work they've been doing behind the scenes. Look, at the end of the day, players don't have that much leverage. They have very short careers. If they sit out for a year or extended time, they're never going to make it back. They won't be in the league to make it back. It's, you know, at the end of the day, they don't have that much
leverage. And there would be somebody there to replace them.
Yeah.
If they were to sit out.
But here's the deal. So each team has a rep. So there's 32 reps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they voted. The majority voted
to the players.
To present it to the 2,000 players.
Yeah.
So Rodgers lost that to the other player reps.
Correct.
Because Rodgers didn't even want to ratify or present it to the players.
Correct.
So the majority of the player reps said, yeah, it's good enough. Let's put it to a vote.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
In Sundberg's point, every player in there from year zero to year nine is going to get a $100,000 pay raise. So you're going to tell – and that makes up like 70% of the league. You're going to tell me those guys are going to say no to a $100,000 pay raise for doing nothing?
I think that they're going to ratify it.
Yeah.
I have a vibe they're not going to. I mean, it's like 51-49. It is a mess. I think it's going to be close if they come out with
that's
actual
all they
vote.
Need.
Of course, they just need a majority.
Yeah.
But even if they ratify it, it's going to be the leadership. There's going to be a lot of drama. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there will
be. There's going to be a lot of drama. I feel for D. He's got his hands full. This is a mess.
But see, some players.
These negotiations always are.
Some players who aren't in all those meetings, they just simply have that RG3 Aaron Rodgers perception. Well, they have it better in Major League Baseball. They have it better in the NBA. Different sports.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it would be very hard. I know these guys get a lot of bonus money, but very hard to have owners guarantee pay when guys get injured so much.
You can't. The injury rate in the NFL is 100%, as D says. Yep. Everybody gets
hurt. Everyone who's ever played
it. I always think that's a little overstated, but it's fine.
Oh, I don't think it's overstated. Those guys are all banged up.
Did you see the tweet from Troy Aikman where they were all visiting Charles Haley and his double knee replacement and a couple other guys? And then Tony Tolbert was there, and he had had his knees replaced, I think, 10 years earlier. I mean, these guys, they may not leave injured, but the toll, it takes a toll on these guys.
Yeah. I mean, even the kickers and punters are getting banged up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a brutal sport. There's no question about it, and it does suck that the owners, you know, from a player's perspective, want that extra game. But apparently they negotiated that they would get their full, like, 1/17th pay of that. So, you know, their pay would continue at their normal rate for that extra game. And they're going to cut down on preseason. They're going to cut down on some of the other hitting things.
Yeah, maybe they are.
So they did make some concessions.
Maybe it's just part of the negotiation that they want even more in the off-season program, even
I think
more
they
of a
do.
Break in the off-season.
I think they do.
Less practices, less padded practices.
That's one of the things
they
Aaron
do.
Rodgers.
But Sundberg was like, are you willing to risk the $5 billion we negotiated here and start over from scratch over a couple less OTAs?
Yeah, I mean,
he's like, it's not worth it.
For every Aaron Rodgers, there's probably, you know, 25 to 30 guys saying, hey, we need this.
Right. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
And if all they need is 1,001 player to ratify it, I think they're going to get it.
How many days do they have to vote? Do we have any idea?
Oh, it could take weeks.
Like, when will we find
out? Well, no, they can do it electronically. I don't know.
I just haven't seen anything.
I think they're going
to
wait.
It's open to a vote, and
I don't know
by, you know, February 29th.
My guess is, you know, they don't like to take these votes unless they kind of know which way it's going to go. You know
Usually.
What I mean? So they're going to try to get their ducks in a row as best they can before they do it.
But I think even when they decided to take it to a vote with the smaller committee, that one only passed by one vote.
Correct.
So it's
he knows the votes. He knows the votes though before they do it. You know, especially with his with those leadership guys. I think he knew that.
Which committee you're talking about? It only passed by one vote.
I think the player reps.
It was 17-14-1.
Okay. Couple votes.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. So the player reps decided, okay, it was good enough. The majority said, let's just present it.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers didn't want to, but Richard Sherman didn't want to.
I do not envy D. Smith right now. That he is earning his money right now.
Well, what's he make about money. $6 million? I envy.
He's grinding for it, but he's making it. Yeah.
Call me envious.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to chime in on anything, it is Open Line Thursday. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We've been talking about the Terps' big comeback win last night. We will talk some college hoops.
It's
and March
old,
Madness.
By the way. It's old.
Yes, with Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News and the Big Ten Network. He'll join us coming up at 9:20. But if you do want to chime in on Olt, Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Jason wants you to call in for Olt Open Line Thursday. Then he's going to blame me that nobody's calling in. Here's the deal. We've got to throw out some topics. And here's something that we can discuss. I don't know if it's real or not, if you should worry about it or not, if you're a Redskins fan. But some people were making note of the fact that they were interviewing the top quarterbacks.
Yep.
I think you have to.
You definitely have to.
You have
why,
to.
Why
even
wouldn't
if you have
you?
No intention and just listening to Kyle Smith and what we talked about the other day, it does seem like, at least for now, they're endorsing Dwayne Haskins. So I find it far-fetched that they would go with Tua at number two, but you still have to interview him.
I would say it's a half-hearted endorsement. I mean, every time Ron Rivera gets the mic, he loves to say that Dwayne Haskins is not being anointed as the starting quarterback. There's competition everywhere.
And he says nothing's set.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe part of that is showmanship and trying to let other teams know, hey, you better pony up to come up to two if we're going to deal this pick. But, I mean, I don't think Ron Rivera's in love with Dwayne Haskins.
No.
How could you be at this point? He's brand new to the organization, and he's keeping all of his options open.
Here's actually what he said about where Haskins is right now in terms of knowledge and learning the system.
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, Dwayne's done is he's been around. I mean, you know, he's in the building. He'll pop by, say hello and wave at you and go get his workout in. He's been around a group of guys that do that. And so he's learning from their example. And one of the things that he and I talked about specifically is that he just continued to grow as a young man, as a person.
Well, he, by all accounts, he's in great hands. Cam Newton loved Rivera, right?
Mm-hmm.
He loved him. Cam strikes me as a guy maybe not the easiest to get along with.
Oh, yeah.
So that seems to be a great endorsement.
We also talked about Kyle Smith, and here's what Kyle Smith said about Haskins. So when you kind of put this together, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, tell me if you believe that they really are endorsing him, or as Cake says, a half-hearted endorsement. Here's Kyle Smith with his assessment of Haskins.
I'm really excited about Dwayne, and obviously, as everybody has seen, he kind of ascended as the season went on, he played in, what, six games, I think it was, and he kept improving, and I just had a conversation with him the other day. I'm excited, man. He's smiling, walking around the building. He's excited. He's energized. All he needs is time. I mean, he's a young kid, man. I mean, you know, he played 1 year at Ohio State, and he came here, and he's played six games for us, and he's got the right stuff. He's a good kid. He works hard. We're all excited about Dwayne.
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds more than half.
Now, that's a guy that's a little bit more invested. He was there when they drafted him.
Yep.
You know.
And then here's what he says about Haskins now doing some extra work, which is nice to hear.
Like I said, I'm excited about Dwayne. He's ready to go. Right now, obviously, at this point, there's not a ton. You know, there are rules and regulations as far as how much, you know, coaches can have hands-on or can't even give him a playbook, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But he's ready to do everything that he possibly can. He's getting ready. The other day he's telling me he's bringing the guys down to Florida to throw with him and do the things that he can do. He's doing all the extra stuff that we expect of him, and he's got a bright future, man.
They can't even give him a playbook? That's brutal.
That's against the rules.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's true. So probably what can he do then? I guess he can look at film and like sort of self-analyze. Can the coaches look at the film, break it down, and then send it to him?
Why can't they just email him something?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I mean, he goes in there, lifts.
I mean, come on.
He's got to give them like things. These are things I want you to work on.
He right. Probably throw with some guys.
Yeah.
Whoever's like, there.
He's got to have a quarterback guru.
Yeah. Have somebody run some routes.
Right.
Some intern.
But would it be interesting? If they really fell in love with Tua.
I don't think there's much of a possibility.
Supposedly, Tua's flying all the, he's passing all
the medicals
with flying colors.
No, I think he's going to be fine medically. Wouldn't it be interesting if they really, really liked him?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I want that drama.
You want other teams to think that you might be in play for him.
Yeah.
In case someone wants to trade up for him. But what if Rivera and Turner really, really love him?
Well, here's the thing. They don't have to really love him for it to be interesting. We just need other teams to really love him for it to be interesting.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, but the interesting thing would be is if you take him because you want him to be your quarterback.
Correct. I mean, obviously, that would be
fascinating. If you look at the body work and you say, the guy's been playing against the top defenses in college football. Yes, Alabama has great talent. He has great receivers and all those things. But he also is facing SEC defenses.
Yeah, but guys are still running wide open.
True, but he was shredding them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he came in, by the way, as a freshman to win a national championship. Like, he came in as the best guy out of high school. Like, he's always been the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all this hype about, well, Joe Burrow is the best prospect since Andrew Luck. Now, wait a second. Tua is better than Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And if you actually matched up their numbers, they were very similar this year when Tua was healthy.
Of course.
Who would you take of the two? I would take Burrow. Burrow's just got the bigger body. He doesn't have the injury history.
I would also lean towards Burrow.
I would lean
Burrow. But I'm saying that there might be some people that believe that. Like, what he's saying is, because they scouted Tua last year, so Rivera might have been high on Tua. And this year started as a whole tank for Tua year.
I know.
Because Tua was the prize.
He was the guy.
I think
it was a matter of waiting for Tua.
I mean, Burrow's 6'4". He can run. All right.
So Burrow's such a great athlete.
He's 4 inches taller than Tua, and Tua does have the injury history. But I just think it's a flip of the coin in terms of how good they are mentally and how accurate they are.
All right. Let's go to Terry.
Tua is scary accurate.
I know. Let's go to Terry. Terry's calling actually from Italy, Cakes.
Ah, very good.
Italy, one of the big areas being hit with the coronavirus pretty hard.
Kind of scary.
Huge country. What part of Italy are you in, Terry?
I am in northern Italy in the Emilia-Romagna section, like along the shore in a little beach town called Cervia.
All right, so there are a bunch of people there sick with it yet or no?
Not at all. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. The whole reason for calling is just saying, like, there's not this mass hysteria here. It's actually pretty chill. Everyone's kind of going about doing their normal day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't notice anything. I don't know what to say. Like, everyone's acting like it's this crazy debacle over here, but it's actually totally normal. Now, I'm not up in that zone where everyone's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's like red zone, but everything else is chill.
Yeah, well, because you're not in the hot spot.
Terry seems very calm and composed.
Are you there for vacation? Are you there for work? What are you doing?
No, I've lived here for 8 years.
Nice.
So, yeah.
How do you have a better phone connection than half of our regular guests calling from Italy? I don't understand how this happens.
What do you do for a living, Terry?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a consultant for some companies in the States.
Very cool. And then, so it's very vague. You obviously don't want to tell us. That's fine.
Importer,
exporter. It's probably a CIA spook.
I can get more details, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, nothing cool like that, no.
So, you've been listening to the show for years, and you just podcast it, or what?
Yeah, I've been listening since weekends, actually.
But
the first
the
one
record,
I've actually gotten through.
I need to interrupt. EB, the person who's most concerned about coronavirus, has his wife's everything,
exactly.
Just launched Spittle, which hit me in my eye.
Well, it's coffee. I don't have a fever. I don't have a fever.
Several feet
Would you
away.
Want me to wear a mask? I'll wear a mask.
If I were you, limit the Spittle.
I would get tested immediately, just to be safe.
Yeah. So do you listen on radio.com?
Honestly, No, I listen on podcasts. On the podcast. Yeah, I just assumed, since EB would probably be back today, I figured at some point, or probably for most of the show, would be talking about coronavirus.
That's all I can think about. I'm seeing right now that Japan, they just announced they're closing all their schools for the next month.
That's pretty intense.
Our schools are closed here, too. My son is home today.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. My son is home for this whole week.
It might be an extended vacation for him.
Yeah.
You know, which is smart, by the way.
I guess. They've closed everything. They closed museums. They closed all that stuff just to be safe. I mean, we're not
closed
in the zone.
Closed museums. Like, whoopee-doo.
It's about 4 hours away from where I am, you know what I mean? But, like, still, they're freaking out. So they just
have you loaded up on your tuna fish or in your pasta?
We got plenty of pasta. I mean, you know, that's just sort of a standard thing you keep in your cabinet, so that's not the problem. Tuna fish, not so much, but
you're on
the other
east coast of Italy?
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours south of Venice on the Adriatic coast, in a little beach town.
Gotcha.
Pretty silly.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What's the name of the city again? Ricky?
Cervia, but you spell it C-E-R-V-I-A, but it's, it's pronounced Cervia in Italy.
You know, we always tell people that people listen to the show all over the world, and I think sometimes they don't believe us. No, it's true. People listen all over the world. Very cool. Yeah. Terry, thanks for calling in, buddy. Be safe.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, boys.
Okay, buddy.
Arrivederci.
Cervia.
It might be hello.
I don't even know.
It's goodbye.
It's goodbye.
So is ciao.
It's Italian.
Ciao's
hello and
goodbye.
So I was correct.
Ciao is both, yeah. Hello and goodbye.
Ciao.
But I went with ciao because it's also C, like his town, which you just said starts with C.
I didn't make that connection.
Sound.
Gotcha.
I'm on Google Images. Looks like Sandy Point. Not that silly.
Oh, you don't think it's that nice?
Come on,
I mean,
man.
I see a ton of beach umbrellas and everything.
you're a little bit jealous.
Looks like Ocean City.
Phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. What do you make of Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith's comments on Dwayne Haskins? Are you encouraged as a Redskins fan? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.